guys, it's me. I just have no one to introduce today. It's literally just gonna be me because I need to vent. So you guys are gonna have to listen. If you don't wanna listen, you can absolutely fuck off and log off from my channel. Because I just have 2022 has just not been it for me at all, and I just need to divulge right now. And there is literally no outline for this at all, so it might be all over the place, but my little scatterbrain is just doing what it needs to do right now. I also am this is kind of my journal. My podcast is my journal. Where do we begin? I don't even know. Okay, let's start. February 6th, 1998, a princess was born. That princess was me. It was me, and I turned 24 on February 6th this year. And what did I do? I cried the entire fucking day. Literally, I'm not kidding, the entire day. It was not cute. Literally, I do not really cry in front of my mom. I do, but not every time I cry, if that makes sense. And I was just sitting on the couch, and she saw the tears falling from my face. And then, you know, when someone asks you what's wrong, and then you just cry really hard, that's what happened. Yeah, I just really have not been in a good place mentally for my whole life, but probably for, I would say, about the last month or two, literally since 2022 started, I would say, but really noticing it the last couple weeks. I am literally unwell. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I do have a review on Tough Titties on Apple Podcasts. Someone was fuck this podcast, she makes fun of mental health. Girl, I literally am so mentally unwell. I have a psychiatrist. I'm allowed to make fun of it. Leave me alone. I'm making fun of myself, so fuck off. I cried my whole fucking birthday, cried myself to sleep because I gave myself a migraine, literally didn't do anything, didn't go out to dinner, nothing. So that fucking sucked. And then I went to Nashville the following weekend with my best friends, and I also had a mental breakdown there, literally was crying in the club. That was unfortunate. And then, you know, that kind of, I've always been a very emotional person. However, that's not cute. I can't be just crying for no, well, it wasn't for no reason, but I just can't be crying out and about like that. It's not cute. So I'm just really dealing with my demons lately. And I was supposed to talk to my psychiatrist next month, but I came home from Nashville and moved that bad boy up to last week. And yeah, I have a follow-up appointment with him next month. And I'm trying to find myself a new therapist. If anybody knows anybody that takes Blue Cross Blue Shield, hit a girl up. Yeah, that's my update on my mental health. It's not good. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I just simply don't like my life right now. That's all I have to say. I just really am, I thought I would be in a different place of life. I thought I would have a job that I actually liked. I thought maybe I would have another boyfriend, and not even close. I thought that I wouldn't be living with my mother. Love her, but I'm 24. Why am I still living with her? So it's just really hard to be a young adult in their 20s right now. I am simply not thriving. But hopefully I will soon. So enough of that sad shit. You guys want to know something funny? Okay. So if you have listened to like all of my podcasts, I've talked about this before, but I know this happened. I'm trying to think if I said it in the podcast, but I'm pretty sure I did. One of my ex friends, that I've known since I was like an Banks is being a little bastard. Just leave it alone. What was I saying? Oh yeah, this bitch was like, I'm just like so frustrated at this still, because she was like, I've like struggled with depression for a long time, and like the last few years it's been bad. And so she was like, I like give you advice, like I tell you to journal. Journal is gonna cure my depression? And that's like, there's a difference between like having depression, like being sad. Like there's a difference. And you know, some people just don't fucking get it. And she told me that journaling is gonna cure my fucking depression. And that's when one of the reasons we're not friends anymore. Also, the other reason is because she said she can't be friends with me because of this podcast. So anywho, Nashville was fun. Love my friends. I really want to move there. I think I'm going to move to a certain place if I get a job. Like, I already know what part of Nashville I want to live in. So we just got to speak that into existence. I don't think I'm ready for Los Angeles yet, because I'm broke. And Los Angeles is a fucking, like, money-eating beast. So not ready for that. What else happened, guys, since we last talked? A lot, but I'm gonna talk about like the most recent stuff, I guess, because it's like the most fresh in my mind. Okay, the next thing I have on my list is this date that I went on was great, but he turned into an actual psychopath. So I was like ready to marry this guy. He's like 10 years older than me, hot, tattoos, rides motorcycles. My dumbass, actually, it was really fun. I'm kind of glad I did it, but will I do it again? Probably not. I rode his motorcycle like on the back. I know I'm crazy. Don't tell my mom, she'll fucking kill me. Yeah, the date was really good. I told my whole fucking office, but he's a Looney Tune, so it hasn't been good. So we go on this date, we got pizza, we rode his motorcycle, whatever. Tattoos, did I mention that? Yeah. Things just didn't work out. He told me just some weird shit. And like, I don't have enough time to like tell you guys what he said. But basically, I wasn't the one he was going to marry. I'm like, fuck. Now, the reason that I wanted to marry him was because he is a major trust fund baby. And when I say major, I mean like he does not have a job, because he doesn't need to have one, and he wants to start working at a pizza restaurant, specifically the one that he took me on a date to, for fun. Like, he just wants to, like, play at a pizza place. So that's what we're dealing with. I won't give, like, huge specifics, but the reason why he is so rich and his family is so rich is because his grandfather is the creator of a very, very large insurance company. That's all I'm gonna say. So, you know, I was ready to get pregnant, you know, like have a nice life for myself, but he is crazy. And like, now I understand why he is single at 34. First of all, I put this on my Instagram story, I put it on my TikTok, but I just simply can't stop talking about it. I think it is the craziest fucking thing ever. So this man, my mom just texted me about a therapist option. How sweet. So, okay. So we decide we're just going to be friends. And then I'm like, you haven't had sex in a long time. I haven't had sex in a long time. Why don't we just like have sex, you know what I mean? And, you know, like help each other out, friends helping friends. Yeah, you know, like that kind of thing. And he was like, oh my God, I haven't thought about that before. And I was like, okay, sure you haven't, but that's fine. And then he was like, yeah, but like, yeah, I'm down. And I was like, that's what I thought. And so, you know, we were talking about it. We kind of started talking about like logistics, kind of like, I don't know what else to, how else to put it, but I asked him about like his preference on like vagina pubic hair. And he was like, pubes are disgusting, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, here's the situation. I get waxed. I refuse to shave because it hurts. And it like makes my vagina gross because it like gets all like bumpy and red and gross. And so I was like, listen, my girl downstairs has not gotten a Brazilian in a hot minute, just so you know. So like, I don't really know what you want me to do about that. And he is like, okay, well, just shave it. And I told him exactly what I told you guys. I'm not shaving it because it hurts. And then it just ruins the whole cycle if I ever want to wax again, which I do. I just don't have any reason to wax right now. And it's just not in the budget. You know what I mean? And he was like, okay, well, like saying it was all about hygiene, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's literally not though. Like, I fucking take a shower every day. Like, it's not hygiene. That's not the problem. And if you actually read the research, it's better for you to have pubes than to not. But anywho, I told him, if you don't want the pubes because it's your preference, then pay for my wax. Simple. Because I don't care if I have hair or not. So why the fuck would I pay for my waxing for your preference? That just simply doesn't make sense. And he's also rich as fuck. So the fucking, it's like Australian. The fucking $40 isn't going to make a difference in his life at all. It'll make a difference in mine because I fucking live paycheck to paycheck because I get paid like shit. And he was like, the audacity, it's so rude, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's not that fucking rude. You're the one who wants a bald pussy, so pay for it. Like, if you wanted me to wear lingerie, you would make me buy it. Like, that doesn't make sense. It don't make sense. So there was a whole fucking fight about that. But then he tells me he's going to buy me an electric trimmer. And I said, no. Okay, one, because he made such a big fucking deal about paying for a waxing, but he's going to pay for me to have an electric shaver or trimmer or whatever. Doesn't make sense, number one. Number two, I'm sorry, I'm not putting something electric and that moves and cuts things near my fucking pussy. Like, that's just not happening. It's just not happening. And I said that, like, it seems dangerous to, like, put that near there. And he was like, I can't even entertain that comment because I've been shot before. And I'm just like, just because you've been shot before doesn't mean that I can't be scared about cutting my fucking labia off. Thank you very much. So ever since this conversation, it's really gone downhill. And we got in our final fight yesterday. And I'm like, this is just supposed to be us hooking up. Like, this is not supposed to be that hard. You guys want to hear this bullshit? Absolute fucking bullshit. And like, this guy's really, really good at making you feel crazy. So I was like, am I being dramatic? And I'm not. He's literally fucking crazy. And if I'm wrong, tell me. But like, I just, oh, you want to hear something also crazy? Again, I've shared this a million times on my podcast before, but my dad died when I was 9 years old, unexpectedly, blah, blah, blah. We know. And he's been asking me to like share like intimate things about me, blah, 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 so he can learn me, blah, blah, blah. And so I finally decided to tell him that. And his response was so fucking bizarre. He was like, oh, well, at least you didn't get gang raped. What? So after that, it also went really downhill from there, because I'm like, literally, there's actually something wrong with you. And so he fully blew me up on my phone. He said, he said, so fucking rude. I think there is a high likelihood we are at two completely different points developmentally, and this will not work in any scenario, bitch. Developmentally? Yeah, you're underdeveloped. Like, what? And then blows me up, sends me, let's see. I stop answering at a point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8-paragraph text of him saying, like, basically trying to tell me things about me. Like, you feel not good enough. You feel less than. You feel judged. And it's the fucking worst. Anyways, if that's truthful, I'll hear from you in the future. If not, I wish you nothing but the best. One day, you will decide you've had enough not feeling awesome. Every time you address then not awesome, it will be replaced with confidence. And you, my friend, have just been given the secret. You're welcome. Find somebody else that even fucking cares, bro. Fuck out of here calling me out. Anyways, you losing your shit right now, hardcore, but only gets better. I'm not judging you, and I understand. I'm sorry for tearing the Band-Aid off. I didn't even realize you had, like, cracked the bottle. Sorry, girl. If I was wrong, you'd be calling me out aggressively. I have a read on you. If you need anything, let me know. And then was like, by the way, that's why I always said I was shot. I thought you understood. I meant I have defeated my demons. I didn't realize how young you are. You presented yourself as an adult to me. Blah, 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 blah. Like, shut your fucking mouth. Like, my God. Like, it was just so much. And you want to know why he started saying all this shit to me? Because I said that I didn't want to sext him. Like, I actually, reading this makes me fucking furious, because I'm sorry to break it to you, men, but the majority of women do not enjoy sexting. We just don't. I've talked about this. We don't like it. It just is, like, fucking stupid. And so I feel like sexting is a chore. I don't like it. He wanted to. I said, no, I don't like it. And he was like, you're literally the outcast. Like, all girls love it. Like, based on my own scientific research. Like, shut your... Oh, my God, I'm so mad. Based on my scientific research, you are, like, the odd one out because you don't... Like, I needed to form an emotional connection. Like, what? I'm not trying to form an emotional connection with you. I'm just trying to fuck. So, anyway, that was really fun. So, that's enough on my insurance, man. I also got banned on Bumble. That was exciting. I'm actually really, really, really upset about it, because I'm going to have to form, like, a whole new identity, which is going to be hard, because I've already tried to, like, use a different, email address, and they fucking figured me out. So, now people are going to ask, Sean, how did you get banned from Bumble? Aren't you already banned from Tinder? The answer is yes, I am. So Tinder, I was soliciting money. Bumble, I don't really know, honestly. Like, the only thing I can think of is this guy was telling me how he, like, is into feet, whatever. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I don't really care. Like, it doesn't bother me. Like, I've heard more intense fetishes, like being into feet doesn't really, like, faze me anymore. And so I guess he, like, really appreciated that, and, like, he was trying to say that he would, like, pay for my pedicures and shit, and I was like, bet. So I made an appointment, and then I asked him, like, are you still gonna pay for them? And I think you're not allowed to do that. Like, that's literally the only thing I can think of, because I was extremely well behaved on Bumble. And I'm just like, I literally am not going to find love now. I'm never going to get married. So When I move, I will make a whole new Facebook with an email that's not attached to any of the emails that I have used previously. Use all different pictures and change like my bio and everything. And then hopefully I'll be able to do it, because that's it. I only got Hinge left, guys, and Hinge is rough. Like, but we're doing it. What else? Oh, yesterday I matched with this guy on Hinge, actually, and I thought he was a nice little Jewish boy. Not little, he was like a good height. We know that I'm a height shamer, but he was a good height. You know, like, he had muscles, like, he was cute. He's like 28, 29, I think. Asked me for my Snapchat, and I'm like, ugh, I already know this is like not gonna end well. But I did it because I was like, whatever, let's just see. Like, I'm not gonna put up a fight right now. And then he sends me a video asking to see my tough titties. And I was like, bro, we literally just started talking like an hour ago. And you're asking me for nudes? And he was like, yeah, I mean, like, come on, it's fun. These are my boobs. And then, like, showed me his chest. Like, it's not the same. And, like, showed me his arm muscles. I'm like, I actually don't like you anymore. And he was like, I'm gonna watch a TV show, but, like, hopefully when I check my phone again, I'll have a surprise. Or some, like, disgusting shit. Like, you just pissed me off. So I didn't answer. I opened it and ignored it. And he blocked me. Can we just get it the fuck together, guys? Like, I'm really just over you doing this bullshit. Really, I'm just over it. Okay, let's talk about my plans for Tough Titties. The only thing that I will say is that I would really like to get some merch out to you guys. Because I think it would be fucking cute. So you guys let me know what you're hoping to get. Are we talking sweatshirt? Are we talking shirt? Are we talking hats? I can't make decisions. So I'm gonna need your help on what you would wanna see. And then hopefully we can get that out to you ASAP. I don't know, guys. I'm just like, I just want to be very candid with you. I know I talked about like how unwell I am at the beginning of this episode, and I just want to reiterate that it's really, really hard to live the life that I'm living right now. And a big part of that is like, I'm just severely overwhelmed with everything that I have to do. I work 9 to 6 Monday to Friday, and then I don't get home until 6:30, and then, you know, I just want to sit on my fucking ass for 3 hours until I go to bed, like, honestly. But I'm also trying to find a new job, and like, if you've job hunted before, you know that it's literally a full-time job in itself. And then, you know, I do interviews during my lunch breaks, and then I come home and I try to do the podcast, and I'm like emailing and reaching out to people and recording and editing, and it's just a lot. And, you know, if I am missing weeks, I really feel bad, because like, this was my baby, but it's really hard. Like, and I wish that I could get, give it more attention, or the attention that I was giving it before, you know, I got to this point in life. But I just hope that you guys understand, sometimes I'm not like super consistent. I try my best. This is what you're getting right now. And I hope one day I can make it a full-time thing, so I don't have to have a whack-ass job like I have right now. What else do I have to tell you guys? I don't know. I'm depressed. this is funny. I haven't had sex in about 7.5 months. That's like an extremely long time for me. Like extremely long. And I'm really losing my mind a little bit. And of course, I just had my period. So ladies, you know what's good. You just get horny as fuck. Like, it's just how it is. It's really just how it is. So I'm out here being a little whore, you know, like going back to my little slutty ways. And so let's backtrack here. So I think I matched with this really hot guy back in like 2020. So like 2 years ago. We matched and we have each other's numbers and Snapchats and whatever. And I don't know, he is just so fucking hot, but like also he just like, he does something to me. I don't know what it is, because like I like hot guys, don't we all? But like, there's just something about him that just really like gets me going. So we've been talking for 2 years on and off, but never met. Okay. Of course, he comes out of the blue, like months of not talking, and hits me up like, hey, how have you been? And I'm on my period. So I'm like, all right, you want to fuck or what? Like, what's good? And I just like could not control myself. And I was just being a whore. Like, I really just was. But it's fine because I haven't had sex. So I haven't had penetrative sex. And so I was just like, fuck it. Like, let's just fuck. Like, you know how I said that I was gonna, you know, like wait until I found somebody that I really liked, you know, all that bullshit. But I was like, whatever, I'll fuck him. I don't even care. Like, he is so hot. And like, I'm telling you, he just does something to me. I'm literally flustered just talking about him. And so we had plans to like get drinks together this past weekend, even though like I know that I should not drink because it literally makes me more depressed than I already am, but I'm like, whatever, down. So I think Thursday we were talking whatever, and he was like, let me come by and just kiss you. And I'm like, oh, okay. So obviously we're not just gonna kiss guys, you know what I mean? Because I have no healthy boundaries and I don't know how to say no, and I'm also just like a whore at heart. So I sucked his dick in his car and it was amazing and it was great and it was fun. But now, like, now he's not being like as good as I liked him. Like, I liked him because I don't know, like, he was hot, but also like he would give me a lot of attention and like whatever. And now it's just like died down, and I didn't see him this weekend, and I'm like, I fucked it all up because I fucking was a little whore and sucked his dick in his car. But it's fine, I'm sure I'll hear from him. It's fine, like, whatever. I had fun, and because I was horny, I had fun. It was chill. It was a good time. And do I feel bad about it? No. Am I like mad at him though? A little. So would I do it again? Probably. I didn't fuck him though. I didn't fuck him in his car, which like 2 years ago I probably would have. So this is like baby steps. If you just give me some credit. Anywho, now I'm like, don't really have any suitors right now. And I'm like really annoyed at that. Maybe, oh my God, I think I'm going to change my Hinge location to Nashville and see. because like the guys are really hot there, but I'm also like, are they just tourists or do they live there? Because I told you, like, I need a little cowboy or something. So that's that. I've also had a couple people reach out to me on how to suck dick, so we may have to do a little like tutorial or Instagram live or something so I can teach you guys how to do it. Like, I don't know how I learned. I think I literally just learned from watching porn, which is like not actually real, but that's what I did, and then I just evolved from there. But I had a cutie girl, I think she found my TikTok and then found my Instagram, and she reached out to me because she was like, I don't know how to give my boyfriend head and I want to and whatever. And then I had a friend who asked me like to teach her how to suck dick because she doesn't know how. So I feel like, I guess, giving blowjobs is a lost art. So we're going to have to talk about that. I'm going to have to break out my cucumber or something. I don't know. And I'll teach you guys, even though I'm not a fucking expert, okay? So don't come for me. I'm just telling you, I get good reviews. So that's basically it. I just wanted to give you guys a rundown on my life. It's been a doozy. It's in the shitter right now, but I'm really trying to like get back to like a better place. So just bear with me. I'm actively like working on being better. Like, I've been talking to my psychiatrist. I'm trying to find a new therapist. So it's just like, it's just a process. And so bear with me, okay? I'm doing the best I can, okay? I'm gonna annoy you real quick. Make sure that you subscribe to Tough Titties. You go on your friends' phones and subscribe to Tough Titties. You go on Apple Podcasts. You write a 5-star review. If it's anything less than 5 stars, I do not want it. But yeah, it really means a lot to me if you guys do that. Someone wrote something really nice recently and it made me really happy. And if you guys want me to be less depressed and more happy, write me a review. Also, still love to get your emails. If you want me to read something out loud and like answer a question out loud as in like on the podcast, send me an email, toughtittiespod@gmail.com, you know, and let me know what the fuck is up. I'll read it on here. And we can get into it now and try my best to answer your question. And what else? Follow me on TikTok because I'm trying to be famous, obviously. My handle is @Sean_Jacobson. My Instagram is @itsyourgirlSean. And the show's Instagram is the Tough Titties Podcast, and the Twitter is @ToughTittiesPod. And I think that's it, right? Yeah. Anyway, guys, send me love, send me light. That was really disgusting. I do not talk like that. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, I'm gonna go play with my rabbit now. And I feel like whenever I say that I have a rabbit, people think I'm talking about a vibrator. I'm not. I literally have a pet emotional support animal bunny, and he's my best friend and I need a hug. So I'm gonna go. I love you guys. I'm sorry that this episode wasn't you know, how it usually is, but I just wanted to hop on here, give you guys a little update, talk some shit. You know what it be. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys next week. Love you. Bye-bye.